Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of Veterans Day, November 11th, 2024. A sincere thank you to all of our past, present, and future veterans for sacrificing so much of our freedoms that we take for granted on the special Veterans Day on November 11th. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers in the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many, and we are grateful to each of you during this special month of Thanksgiving. We've had a great group of campers throughout this fall season. A big thank you to our friends at AmeriCorps. AmeriCorps is a wonderful volunteer program, and we've had AmeriCorps out here all fall. And I'd like to just take a moment here for one of those volunteers, Sam, to tell us about her experience with AmeriCorps and Camp Courageous.
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm with AmeriCorps NCCC, and my experience with camp has been amazing. I have found support in my staff members, and I've loved learning so many new perspectives on life, learning about myself, and creating amazing connections with our campers and giving them many reasons to smile.
This past weekend was a respite weekend here at Camp Courageous, and a big thank you to the University of Iowa Moment of Magic organization for coming out and entertaining the campers. We had Jane from Tarzan, Mira from Royal Detective, join the Respite Spa and Relaxation Weekend. Campers were excited to enjoy a spa, activities with the characters, and so much more. A big thank you to our friends at the University of Iowa for coming up and celebrating respite with our campers. Our travel campers headed off to the Wisconsin Dells this past week. They went to a wildlife zoo where they had VIP experience. Campers fed the giraffes, the camels, and so much more. A wonderful time was had by all the campers. This week, the campers on our travel program will be heading to New Orleans. Camp Courageous continues to be looking for an aquatics assistant director. And if you know of anybody that's interested in the assistant aquatics director position or any position in our pool area, we're getting into the winter season where we teach a lot of people how to swim. So get a hold of us here at Camp Courageous for more information. A big thank you to our friends at the Cedar River Mill of International Paper in Cedar Rapids for their years of support. We had Megan Shook, who is the mill communication specialist, and Diana Davison, who is a human resource specialist, come out to camp and present a check to us. So a big thank you to those folks. Great organization. A lot of their staff come out here and they volunteer. And a lot of their staff have family members that attend Camp Courageous. Also had a wonderful time this past Saturday with the Lions. They had a special leadership seminar at the Radisson, which used to be the Marriott there in Cedar Rapids. Had the opportunity to give a great program. And what's kind of fascinating there is their food and beverage manager, who is Eric Andert, did a fantastic job. And his dad, Gunther, is the person that donates all the walking sticks to Camp Courageous that the campers so love. A big thank you to all those folks that made it a wonderful last Saturday at the Radisson Hotel in Cedar Rapids. Last Sunday, headed to Davenport for a special memorial service for our dear friend Chris Risley. She's been involved with the camp for years and years and years, and it was nice to spend some time with her husband, Russ, and family and friends. Looking forward, this Friday, we're giving a program to the Hills Town and Country. They always have a wonderful dinner and do a great job of supporting the camp, and they've done that for decades. On Sunday, we have the University of Iowa surveyors out here surveying parts of Camp Courageous, which has always been an annual great project. With Veterans Day coming up, we're doing something new. If you'd like to go to the Camp Courageous store, which is on the Camp Courageous website at campcourageous.org, you can order an email card and send it to a special veteran and thank them for all that they have done for our country. A big thank you to our dear friend Dan Scandridge from Hartwick, Iowa. Dan, on an annual basis, donates meat to the camp, and we sure do appreciate that. We met Dan through Leo Grieco. He came here on November 1st, which just happened to be Leo Grieco's birthday. The Camp Courageous winter sale here at Camp Courageous It starts on Monday, the 11th. It'll be running from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. On Fridays, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and the first Sunday of every month from 2 to 6, it is open. So once again, the winter sale is going on here at Camp Courageous in our main lodge from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Fridays from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and it's closed on Saturdays. This is just like the Manchester Garage Sale, but right here at Camp Courageous. You can go to Facebook under Winter Sale and get more information. Of course, our dear friends up at the Manchester Garage Sale continue to be our number one fundraiser, and we can't thank them enough. Our few Iowa friends will be having Roundup during the week of Thanksgiving, so you'll be wanting to watch for more information on that. Our fruitcakes are out and around to all the different locations. Once again, you can go to our website and see the location closest to you. The need of the week is 50 and 60 gallon trash bags. We really need those bad. We sure do appreciate anybody that can help us out. Once again, for 55 to 60 gallon trash bags. We had a few dear friends pass away this past week. Our sympathy goes out to the friends and family of Julie Carlson from here in Monticello. She was 94. Her son, Steve, and Kim Carlson live just down the road from the camp, and her grandson, Alex, has been a wonderful camper during Muscular Dystrophy Week and a wonderful family. Also, Jean Boland, 84, from Park Forest, Illinois, passed away, a longtime supporter of the camp. Her parents, Jim and Dorothy Morris, were involved in the actual startup of Camp Courageous. Our sympathy goes out to Jean's family and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.